first of all, how exciting will it be to come back to the place where it all started for you as a pro?
I mean, it'll be exciting. You know, I think every Sunday or every opportunity you get on this level will be exciting. But, just for me, that was my start, that I'll always be home. And, that's where I was drafted, like you said. So, I think that's big. But, I don't think there's any more emphasis than any other game.
Ronnie, on top of that, just talk about how big this game is for both sides. Both teams are still in that wild card hunt. Obviously, you could be in a race for that last spot. So just talk about what it means from that standpoint.
Well, it's big. Obviously, sitting where we are, we want to get a win. We've got two losses in a row, and, we still want to give ourselves a chance to be in the playoffs. So, with that in mind, you got to win, each game. And, this is our next one. So it's big for us to go out and try to take advantage of this opportunity.
Just talk about what you've seen from the Dolphins' defense this year, particularly that front with Solei and Wake and all those guys.
Well, they got a good group of guys. They play hard, and they got a few guys over there that make plays. And, if you get those guys rolling, they can mess up a game and, take advantage of it. So, we got to be on point. We can't give them any extra opportunities. Can't turn the ball over and, get the ball back to the offense. But, most important, we got to be fundamentally sound, whether it's assignment or technique or whatever it is.
Have you stayed in touch with any of your former teammates who still might be here on the team?
No, I haven't really talked to any of the guys. I haven't seen any. The guys that I hung out with, unfortunately, are no longer with the team. Jake Long, he's up in St. Louis. Channing Crowder, he's still in the South Florida area, but he's not playing. And some of the other guys, I see them, like Rashad Jones, but, not so much just, on a normal basis.
And then about Philip Rivers, what's it like playing with such a fiery competitor like him? We all know his reputation. He seems to really have picked up his game back up a few levels this year after having a few down years. He's over 70% completions. So just talk about what he brings to the offense and how he leads that team.
It's exciting, to see a guy, not only as a leader, but also the way that he works. He leads by example as well, not just vocally. And he comes in, he prepares himself every week, win, lose, or draw, He comes in, he's always early, he's one of the first guys here, he's one of the last guys to leave, and, the way that he prepares himself, he always wants to be involved and make sure he knows what's going on and get everybody on the same page, the things that a leader would do, and, those are just some of the intangibles that, he has and he possesses. So, to be able to play with a guy like that and then this competitive spirit when he's out there on the field, it's exciting to see it coming from a quarterback, and, he gets, he can compete with the best of them. He's going to let that he's a competitor, and I think that's good coming from that position because I think they're known to be more laid back, and to see a quarterback getting excited about the game, I think it just gets all the other guys excited.